Carl Berquist is on the hunt for health insurance. That's because in September, the 43-year-old Austinite got a letter from his insurer, Aetna.
It said then that the Affordable Care Act is changing health insurance. And then it says it will affect your health insurance plan. It says your policy will end on December 31st. You need to buy a new plan.
Berquist's plan didn't meet the basic requirements of the Affordable Care Act. So he had two options. One, he could buy a new plan right now that's identical to what he has now and pay the same price for 1 year. Or he could buy a plan that goes into effect in January that meets the ACA's requirements.
The plan that they suggested I take, that's an Affordable Care Act plan, is almost three times more expensive than my current plan. So I'm sure it's a very different plan, but they're basically saying, hey, either keep your bad plan or take this very expensive plan when there are lots of other options.
He says he has yet to have any luck getting a plan on the federally run health insurance marketplace, healthcare.gov. The letter Aetna sent him says the Affordable Care Act compliant plan would cost $330 a month. He's now paying $116 a month. If he didn't take action, the company said it would automatically enroll him in the more expensive plan. Stacy Pogue is a health policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says some of those letters have been confusing.
Consumer Reports has reviewed a lot of the notices that insurance companies have been sending to enrollees, and what they have found is that they're worded in such a way that an enrollee thinks they have no choice other than to just accept the automatic default plan that's usually pretty expensive from the insurance company they have now. And it turns out nothing's further from the truth.
In June, the Texas Department of Insurance notified companies like Aetna that they could let enrollees renew their current plans late this year, allowing those to extend into late 2014. Sam Richardson is a professor at the LBJ School at UT. He says the situation is much different in other states.
California set up its own exchange and said that it would not allow policies to continue past January 1st if they weren't in compliance with the coverage regulations under the Affordable Care Act. And so it's largely a case of states that got more fully on board with implementing the Affordable Care Act on time in the state. Those are the places where people are more likely to be having their policies canceled effective January 1st.
The Texas Department of Insurance doesn't regulate whether insurance policies comply with the Affordable Care Act or not, so it doesn't keep track of how many people received cancellation letters. It only gets involved if companies don't give customers enough time to find another plan. John Greeley is with the department.
Generally, it's 60 days, and that's something that was in the law before the Affordable Care Act.
Stacy Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says she's urging people who get cancellation letters to look into their options carefully.
If the person who has an individual market plan now that's getting canceled has been in that plan for a long time and is sick, you know, or older, it could be that moving to the marketplace, they would save money. And if that person's the opposite, if that person's young, if that person's healthy, if that person just bought that plan last year and the rates haven't gone up a lot, moving to the marketplace could cost them more money, especially if they're not low income, if they don't qualify for the subsidies.
Texas has about 750,000 people who buy in the individual market directly from an insurance company, as opposed to getting it from their job. Those who do want a plan through the federal marketplace have until December 23rd to buy a plan effective January 1st. The next deadline is March 31st. That's when open enrollment for 2014 ends altogether. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.